Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Father's Day. Amen.
Happy Father's Day, you too.
Amen. Oh, we serve a God in heaven who is our Father. Amen.
Yes, amen.
And you know, things may not have been perfect in our lives growing up. You know, our dad's done the best they could do, but where they lack, our Heavenly Father always fill in the gap. Amen.
Amen.
You know, and He's mindful of every circumstance and situation in our life, and we've just got to depend upon Him more and more. Come on, in these last days and troublesome times and situations and circumstances is out of our hands, we've got to depend upon our Father through the relationship that we have in Jesus. Amen. The Son.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you would, open up your Bibles to Matthew chapter 9. I don't have a Father's Day message per se, other than the fact that you can look that our Father sent Jesus to meet our needs and to help us. Because I really believe that I heard from heaven. I believe that the Spirit of God was speaking with me and dealing some things. And I believe if we'll take these scriptures and not let the things that we've heard so many times be jaded in our life, but by the Spirit of God, let them be fresh. I believe we can step into some new things this morning.
Yeah.
I believe God wants to help us in many, many ways. If you would, let's read in Matthew chapter 9, let's read verses 27 through 30 for a text. And we'll just pull from there. But we'll hear these with fresh ears, okay, this morning, amen? Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 30. Verse 27 says, "And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed Him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when He was come into the house, the blind men came to Him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto Him, Yea, Lord, yes, Lord. Verse 29, Then touched He their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it done unto you. Verse 30, And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it, for the time that he was in." Pray with me this morning, would you? Father, we thank You for Your grace, Your mercy. We thank You that we're here in Your house this morning. We thank You for Your Word, Lord. Your Word, Jesus, is that Word. But we ask that by the anointing of the Spirit of God, that every person this morning, starting right here with me, that we hear what You would say to us. Lord, with fresh ears, with fresh understanding, let us gather fresh manna from heaven. Let us be in the place where the very nutrients that we need that would bring healing to our bodies, to our minds, to our spirits, whatever it might be, that clear direction and decisive understanding of Your plan and Your will and our lives would not only be seen, but it would be possessed by us individually and corporately, Lord. And we can walk deeper in those truths and be a witness for You. Be a very part of the You being the head and us the many-membered body that does what this Word says will do. Accomplish God's will in the earth. Let it be, Father. We ask these humbly and expectantly in the mighty name of Jesus. Each one of us says, Amen and Amen. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you looked at somebody's life, you know, or maybe your own life, and you ask this question, why do I keep running into this stumbling block? Why do I keep running into this wall? Why do I keep running into this situation, this circumstance? Well, you look at somebody else's life, and it seems like that they just fly through certain circumstances and situations, and it doesn't seem like that anything bothers them. They just, like a hot knife, as they say, slicing through butter. They just go right through it, and everything works. You know, if we're not careful, the devil will he'll get on our shoulder and he'll say, see, God loves some people more than others.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Or see, you're just not as blessed as others. Or you're just not thought of in the same manner as others. All of these things. Come on. But the reality is, the Word of God tells you and I that first of all, that we are saved how? By faith.
Yes.
And then the Word of God tells you and I that we start on a journey where we live by faith. Every day we live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walk by faith.
Yeah.
And then we can't even please our Father in heaven unless we have what? We have faith.
Amen.
So everything in this life that God has sent through Jesus to you and I, because Jesus promised us some things. And to be able to receive those things, though, we've got to have faith. Uh-huh. Got to have faith. So hold that in your mind as we dive into these verses of Scripture. Let's break some things down. And let's come to a place where we can receive more. See, I've never seen a time in my life Brother Stripp does such a wonderful job teaching this morning, showing us where we're at. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a time where it seems like that the church is weaker than it's ever been. Yeah. But Jesus said, I'm the one that's going to build the church. And Jesus is not weak. Amen? Yeah. He is strong. Yeah. And so the weak areas of my life, I've got to do like the Apostle Paul say. I've got to look to Jesus. Uh-huh. Because when I'm weak, I know He's strong. Right. And so I've got to get on fire for the Lord. I've got to get pure before my Father by the blood of Jesus and allow this Word to work in my life, because I'm standing before the world, you're standing before the world, and we're saying that Jesus is our Lord. Uh-huh. Jesus is our Savior. That means we're witnessing, we're testifying to those who have never experienced the precious things of salvation that you and I have. What kind of picture am I painting them of Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Come on, come on, come on.
Am I showing that you've got to go through some things and you've got to come through them by faith? Or am I showing that I'm giving up on what this Word says and I'm going to settle for what is substandard? Mm-hmm. What's second best? Come on, this is what the devil wants to do in our life. He wants to get us just to be satisfied with the status quo and settle for second best. And that's what these blind men could have done.
Yeah.
They could have settled, but they didn't. So let's break that down. With that being said, Matthew chapter 9, verse 27, let me reread it. It says, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. Now I want you to see this. Somewhere along the way, these blind men, they heard about Jesus. They heard about the Word of God, because they called Jesus not just Jesus, but they call Him the Son of David. They're talking covenant. This morning, you and I, we're in a covenant with God.
Amen.
We're in a covenant with God. How did that covenant come to pass? It come to pass because there was blood shed. That's how a covenant that gets put into place, that's how it's set up and made what? Stamped forever good. Amen?
Right. Amen?
Now, in the Old Testament, there was a covenant that was by the shedding of bulls and goats.
Yes.
But under the New Covenant, the New Testament, we have a better covenant, and that's by the blood of Jesus Christ Himself.
Right.
And that covenant is the fact that what God has promised you, it's written in blood.
Right.
It's promised by Jesus Christ, the Word Himself. Amen?
Right.
It's yours, it's mine, it's been bought, it's been paid for. But there's an enemy that's trying to take it from us.
Right.
And so let's see this. Here are these blind men. They have heard about Jesus, but not just heard about it. They've got Him in abundance in their heart. Because Jesus Himself said, we talk about it all the time, Matthew 12:34, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What are they saying? They're saying, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon us. Because they knew what Psalm 72:12-13 says. It talks about the Son of David being a God that would be merciful, that would be covenant keeping, that would come to those who could not help themselves, that would come to those who were in need and didn't have anybody to meet that need. And so they have heard the Word, amen? And that Word is in abundance in their heart. And here they are, they're cut off. And we know that from all the times that we read about Jesus walking, that He had a great throng around Him, a great multitude, a great press around Him. And so when Jesus starts coming, here they are, they're blind. But they know in their heart that this is the answer. This is the answer. He's the one. And so they start calling out to thou Son of David, meaning Messiah, meaning what? The Anointed One. The Anointed One. The anointing that what? That destroys off yokes.
Right.
Okay? And they're in a place where they're believing in what they've heard. This morning, you and I, we have an opportunity to hear the Word like other people never had in history past.
Uh-huh. Right.
We've heard the missionaries come. We've heard the Gideons come. And they tell us that they'll take and tear verses out of the Bible. And that's all that they get is just one verse. And that's passed and handed down. And yet they live by that verse.
Uh-huh.
You and I, we have multiple Bibles in our home. And we have a hard time living by the Word. Because why? Let's be honest. We don't know it.
Right.
Come on.
We hear somebody else talk about it. But we don't know it for ourselves.
Come on.
If I'm going to get strong and do mighty exploits that you talked about 2 weeks ago that Daniel promised it would be in the end times,
right.
It come because it said, how did they do those mighty exploits? They knew their God.
Uh-huh.
I will never know my God unless I get in the Word. And I'll never know what the greater works that Jesus promised me, promised you, the church, the believers, that we could do unless we get in and know the Word. Amen?
Right.
Unless we know. You can't believe God for something that you don't know about. I can't believe God for something I don't know about. I can't be in faith about something if I don't know it's mine.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes.
They heard it. They heard that Jesus was the Son of David, was the Anointed One. And they got it into their heart and they said, I'm not going to let anything stop me. I'm not going to stay in my circumstance. I'm not going to stay in my situation. I'm not going to stay in my trial. I'm going to let my God, the one I know that is covet-keeping, the one who looks to me with what? With divine favor. I'm going to look and I'm going to come to Him and I'm going to see Him change that situation. We can't live and die where we're at. I'm not satisfied. I want something more. I want the fullness of God, don't you? I want everything that this book promises because this book is Jesus. I want everything and I want to be able to do what Jesus said I could do. I'm not going to stay in Satan's box. I'm not going to stay in man's box. I'm going to step out. You're going to step out and we're going to believe God for some things. Amen? We'll never have more than what we are believing right now. The Word of God says, and we'll document this as we look through this Word of God, that you and I, that we are what we believe.
Right?
We are what we believe. What you're looking at right now is what I believed yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Well, today's a new day.
Come on.
And I want to believe the fullness of God where I can be in the image of God. Jesus is what? He's the image of the invisible, the God in heaven.
Uh-huh.
And He showed people how they could believe in God because He presented God as He walked in the earth. That's what you and I are to do today.
That's right.
We're to present a Christ to people who've never saw Him before. Mm-hmm. The invisible Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got to be in the place where I'm willing to do what it takes to get the Word done. Amen? To get the work done. To get the will of the Father done in my life. Done in the church. We can't back up anymore. We backed up and our back is against the wall. We gave and gave and gave and gave and the devils took until one day we're going to find out we won't even have a Bible in our home because they will took that from us. And it'll be what you've got in your heart, what I've got in my heart, if we don't make a stand. These are troublesome times. These are perilous times. And the things that we're taking comfort in and the things that's getting our attention, one day they're going to be as dung on the street. It will not matter one iota, and we'll be just like the people of Jerusalem. We'll be like the people of Judah, like the people of Israel. We'll be saying, when did God leave us?
Yes.
God didn't leave them. They left God.
Right.
So they said, thou Son of David, have mercy upon us. So what I want you to see here, you're seeing faith talk.
Uh-huh.
Faith is what pleases God. Amen. Right.
Yeah.
But they're thankful. Because Jesus has come by.
Mm-hmm.
They're thankful. You say, well, that has nothing to do with me today. Jesus ain't come by. Yes, He is.
That's right.
Jesus is in our midst this morning because the Word said out of Jesus' lips, where two or three are gathered together, He said, I'm in your midst.
That's right.
That means this morning, Jesus is coming by.
Amen.
Am I thankful for it?
Yes.
Am I thankful for it?
Yes.
Am I calling out on the Son of God? Am I calling out, thou Son of David, have mercy on me? I need God's mercy today. I've got some trouble in my life. I've got some situations that I can't control, that I can't take care of. I've got needs that I can't meet, but I know the one who can meet them. Amen? You know the one who can meet them. It's Jesus. And He has come by, and He's here this morning. But the way that we get what God has for us is not because we call out. It's because we're willing to do what God has laid out in His Word. This morning, if you've been praying and you've been trying to get some things from God and you haven't got them, do something different.
Come on.
If it's been X number of years and it hasn't happened, then guess what? The problem's not on God's end. The problem's on mine. It's not God's. So I need to look at some examples of how people receive, and I need to get my place in position to receive. If I want gas, I've got to go to a gas station. I can't go to a dairy and expect gas. I'm not in the position to receive gas. Okay, this morning, what do you need? What's pressing in your life? What do you need? A physical manifestation in your life? Do you need something emotional? Do you need a need in relationship? Do you need a job? What is it? What do you need? If you'll get in position, if I'll get in position, Jesus will meet us there, and that need will be met. Because He came to what? To seek and save that which is lost.
Amen.
You and I, we've got things in our life, and they're lost. But we have the promise that Jesus is going to seek and save that, and if we'll give that to Him, He'll meet that need.
Yes.
Okay, let's see some things. Mark your place here in Matthew 9, and we'll be back. And let's go to the Old Testament, the book of Psalms. Very familiar verses of Scripture. While you're turning there, I'm going to read verse 4, but I'm going to read down to it while you're turning there. Psalms 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, all ye peoples. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is, amen, He is, present tense, God. It is He that He hath made us, say that's me.
That's me.
And not we ourselves. We are His people, say that's me.
That's me.
And the sheep of His pasture, say that's me.
That's me.
That means you've got a shepherd that's going to take care of you.
Yes.
I've got a shepherd that's going to take care of me. He's going to meet every need. Every need. He said, I come to what? To meet your needs.
Uh-huh.
Oh, glory. But now look, here's the answer. Verse 4. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. This is what the blind men are doing. They're calling out to Jesus as He's going by. And they're saying, oh Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon me. They're so thankful that Jesus has come by that they're initiating a conversation with Him.
Yes.
And they're saying, I believe You're the Anointed One.
Amen.
I believe You're the covenant-keeping Son of God. They're doing this and they're coming into the gates of God.
Amen.
You see, my thanksgiving, your thanksgiving is our key. 21st century, our security code to get us into the gates of God.
Come on.
But guess what? In the gates of God, praise God for it, there as you come into the outer court, you will never get healing. No, no. You come to the altar, the brazen altar. I come to that altar and the sacrifice is applied. You got the fire, which is a type of hell. You go through that. You don't have to stay in it. Amen.
Right.
We've got some place to go. We've got the laver there where we're washed. Washed by the water of the Word, by the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
But that's because we're thankful. But we've got to praise God to get into the place where we can receive from God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they were doing. That's what these blind men were doing. They were saying, thou Son of David, I'm recognizing that You're greater than my need. That You're bigger than my need. My need is not the Lord of my life. My lack is not the Lord of my life. What the devil is saying to me is not the Lord of my life. But Thou, Son of David, the Anointed One, You're the answer. Amen? Look at the last part of the verse. Well, let's just reread the whole thing. Enter ye into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Come on, you say, oh, I read that. Yes, don't let that take from you this morning, because I believe with all of my heart, if we'll be thankful and if we'll praise God like these blind men did, we can receive things this morning that we have been looking for X number of days, X number of times.
Yes.
You put the limit on it. I put the limit, the label, whatever it might be. Come on now. That's the security code when we start praising God. What were they saying? They were saying, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And okay, let's go back to Matthew. Go back to Matthew. Verse 27, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed Him, crying and saying, thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when He was come into the house, they went through the gate, they come into the courts, they come into what? The Holy of Holies. This is a type to teach us. They come into the house, and the blind men came to Him. They came to Jesus, and Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I'm able to do this? And they said unto Him, yea, Lord. Yes, Lord. They went to a different place. See, the devil wants you and I to sit down in our circumstance.
Yes.
Now think about this. Now I want you to put this in your mind's eye. Close your eyes. Close your eyes, and I want you to see a great multitude of people around Jesus. And I want you to see these two blind men crying out to Him, yet Jesus does not answer them one word. Not one word. He keeps walking. But they keep what? They keep talking faith. They keep talking faith and saying, you are the Son of David. I want you to see that. And And all of this crowd, they're able to follow and come and make it to the house. What am I saying today? You and I can get, with thanksgiving and praise, we can get to a place in the Lord that we can't see how to get there on ourselves.
Right.
We can't understand it with the carnal mind, the flesh mind. We don't know how we're going to get there, but if we'll be thankful to God and if we'll praise God, you and I will get to where we need to be. Amen? This is why the devil causes people to be so, as a sign of the perilous times of the last days, unthankful.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Paul wrote to Timothy?
Yes.
He said, you're going to see it. There'll be a time. Because he knows if you're thankful and I'm thankful, that it'll always lead us to praise.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know this? Because I sit there in my chair or get there at that little altar, and I said, Lord, I'm so thankful that you died for me. I'm so thankful that you shed your blood and that my sin that even I committed today,
Come on.
It's put under the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And before long, praise starts bubbling up in my spirit. Thankfulness turns to praise. And when it turns to praise, I find myself in a different place. Oh, I'm still sitting there in the chair, or I'm kneeled down at the altar. But I'm in a different place in here.
Yeah.
I'm in a different place. I come into a place where I see Jesus as Lord. Amen. When they got into the house, when they got into the Holy of Holies, when you and I get into the Holies of Holies, what happened there? Remember what God told Moses to build the pattern, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there at the mercy seat, that's where God said, I'm going to talk to you, Moses.
Mm-hmm.
That mercy seat, that the top of the throne, when you and I get at the mercy seat, when we recognize and realize that Jesus is Lord,
mm-hmm.
Kyrios in the Greek, supreme in authority, mm-hmm. that means He's above my lack. He's above my need.
Yes.
He's above my sickness. He's above my disease. He's above my broken relationship. He's above my misunderstanding. He's above whatever it might be. Jesus is above it all. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, you know these verses, but let's read them together. Hebrews chapter 4. This ties in perfectly. I try to hurry. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 15. It says, We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but it was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Oh, hallelujah. He says, so since that's the case, verse 16, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Okay, but I wanted to read that. Now I'll read verse 14. This is the main reason why I came here. What's the first word in verse 14?
Seeing.
What did the blind man need to do? Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, translated many places, confession.
Uh-huh.
In other words, what you believe is what you will
say.
Mm-hmm. And what you say is what you're going to get. Because
right.
Jesus, out of His very own words, He said, whatsoever you saith, you shall
receive.
Amen. What did they say? They said, thou son of David, thou covenant-keeping son of God, the anointed one, the one who was anointed to destroy yokes off.
Uh-huh.
They said that.
Yeah.
And then they called Him Lord. And they said, you're the Lord of my life. This blindness is not the Lord of my life. Why? Because they could see Jesus pass through the heavens.
Amen.
They could see Jesus because they'd heard prophecy. I don't have time to get into it. You read Isaiah 35, 1 through 5, and it tells us what the Son of David, what Jesus was going to do. He was going to open the eyes of the blind.
Yes.
He was going to cause those who were deaf and dumb. He was going to change their whole life. Amen. They had this. This was taught to them. And faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. They got that in abundance rather than their circumstance. This morning the devil keeps showing you and I our circumstance. Trying to get that in abundance in our heart where that's all we talk about. Instead of let's talk, God knows our need. Yes, we have not because we ask not. But after we ask, then we need to praise God that it's met. It's met. It's met because Jesus done it. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, glory.
Amen.
Seeing Him passed. See, when you and I, when we come and we are thankful and we praise God, then we come to that throne of grace. And we see God the Father. We see Jesus on the right hand. We have the Word of God says that He's making intercession. He's praying for you.
Yes,
He's
he
praying for me.
Praying for me. Yes. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is praying for me today. He's praying for you today.
Right.
That means my need has been addressed in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
And the Anointed One wants to destroy it off my life. But I've got to believe that.
Come on.
I've got to believe that He done it for me.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to believe you done it for you. He done it for you. Amen?
Amen.
Sin. 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 See it done. See, because Jesus said it is finished. Amen?
Amen.
It is finished.
That's right.
That means everything that you have need of today, everything I have need of today, all we've got to do is look into heaven and have a word from this. We're not dreaming up. We're not talking about fairy tales. We're talking about the Word of God.
Amen.
Something we can stand on.
Yes.
Come on. And we stand on the Word. And we say, Jesus, this is what you said. And you think He's going to say, oh, God, I'm sorry. Here, Greg found this out and he wants... No, He said, He got it!
Yeah.
He got it, Father! Give it to Him!
Yeah.
He finally sees it. He finally understands it.
Right.
And then what happens? It's manifested. Amen?
Right.
It's manifested.
Mm-hmm.
He's wanting to show off on you. Remember how He showed off on Job?
Uh-huh.
He's wanting to show you off to the world and say, this is my child. I trust them. I believe in them. They keep the covenant and I keep the covenant. He's wanting, why? The Word says that you're to provoke people to jealousy, to come to Jesus because of what you have. Not knowledge, but relationship.
Right.
I'm tired of knowledge. Knowledge is one thing, but relationship is something else. Amen?
Right.
I mean, you can tell me a lot of things and I can know what you have told me, but I want to have a relationship with God and know it myself. Amen?
Amen.
First hand.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. We won't take time to read it, but read Psalms 116, verses 16 through 19, and it's a second witness on everything we're talking about. Psalms 116, verses 16 through 19. Okay, let's finish this. It says, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed Him, crying and saying, thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when He was come into the house, the blind men came to Him, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I'm able to do this? And they said unto Him, yea, Lord. Then touched He their eyes, and saying, according to your faith, be it done unto you. This touched is it's a Greek word. You remember where Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, and he says, "Come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you, and you'll be my, I'll be your God, and you'll be my children." Okay, that's the same word, except in the positive side. In other words, when I come out from among the world, then Jesus, He can attach Himself to me. They come out from all the throngs and the multitudes of people. There were no doubt other situations and circumstances there, but they come out from among that and they come into, with thanksgiving and praise,
mm-hmm.
into the house.
Right.
Into the Holy of Holies, into the place where the throne was, the throne of grace, and they obtained mercy. Amen?
Amen.
He touched them. He put His hands on them
mm-hmm.
because they got what they said. They believed it and they spoke it out of the abundance of the heart. He said, according to your faith be it done unto you. A literal translation is, and even one translation of the Bible says this, become what you have believed.
Right.
Become what you have believed.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you and I, it's so important that we check everything that passes across our gates
mm-hmm.
and comes in the bud of our mind. Does it line up with this Word or does it not? Because if it doesn't, it will take you and I away from the blessings and the promises of God.
Yeah.
Become what you believe.
Yeah.
We can be all things this Word says. Amen.
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 Yeah. Now, how can I know what I believe? We'll close with this verse. I wish we had time to... We'll close with this verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. This is how you know what you believe. You won't let the devil browbeat you or condemn you, but also you won't let yourself be deceived. I won't let myself be deceived. 2 Corinthians 4:13, Paul writing to the church at Corinth, and he says, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. What you say shows what you believe.
Right.
So we got to stop kidding God. I don't want to make anybody mad, but I tell you what, the Spirit of God is on my toes. We can't say what we're saying and expect to get what God has for us.
Right.
Amen.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, I say that in love, but we've got to say what God says.
Yeah.
We've got to say it until it gets from here to here.
Yeah.
And when it gets to here, then God can do it.
Yeah.
Now, God does do some things just because He's a good God.
Yeah.
But for the most part, if you look at how Jesus worked, He worked how? According to their faith. And we might live and die waiting on God to do something supernatural. Because God's got a lot of things to take care of, amen? But we can live and live by faith and receive from heaven today. What do you need today? Do you need salvation in a situation, a circumstance, a relationship? Do you need healing in your body, your mind, your spirit? Whatever it is, it's yours. Jesus said, I'm willing. I'm willing. I'm willing. You remember when the centurion come to Jesus about his servant that was laying grievously tormented? And he said, Jesus, I need you to heal him. And Jesus said, I'll come heal him. And Jesus said, the centurion said to Jesus, no, I'm not worthy for you to come into my house. Just speak the word.
Right.
Speak the word only. My servant will be healed. And Jesus said, I've not found so great a faith in all of Israel. And he said, go, because as you have believed, that's what's happened. Come on, paraphrasing. That's what he said. And he said it because he said, I'm a man under authority. And I know how authority works. You and I, we've got to see how authority works. But it comes by what? By thanksgiving and praise. Because we get in there, when we get into praise after being thankful, we see Jesus above all. We're insulted Him when we call Him Lord, and then we walk away with our needs not met.
Right.
Because I'm saying, oh, you can meet it for brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so, but you can't do it for me.
Right.
No, I'm... Come on now. Jesus is wanting to use you in these last days to make people see Him. And when I say make that, I don't mean forcefully, but I mean by love drawing them and making a revelation in their life. Come on.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Father God, I thank You for Your grace. I thank You for Your mercy. I thank You for this time in Your Word, Lord. Right now, there's people in this service under the sound of my voice, Lord. They need healing in their body. They're being tormented in their mind. There's relationships who the devil has strung along and is trying to bring complete destruction in. The devourer is coming and taking finances and situations and circumstances. Lord, but You said that You would rebuke the devourer for our sake and You'd make the enemy restore sevenfold. Lord, but we've got to know that to be able to believe for it. You said that by Your stripes we were healed, but we've got to have that in abundance in our heart. We've got to believe that to be able to receive that. You said that You would comfort us in all of our tribulation, that we'd be a comfort to others. But we've got to know that, we've got to believe that, and we've got to act on it for it to happen. Lord, this morning, by Your Spirit, speak to every circumstance, every situation, and help faith rise, and let us be able to thank You that You have come by and You have spoken to us about our situation. And let us praise You till we get to the place where we see that You are the Lord. You are above everything else. We ask these things, Father, in Jesus' name. Would You come this morning? Would You come and give everything to the Lord? Let Him do what needs to be done in your life, in your family's life. You say, I've heard this before. You may have. I hadn't heard it like this before because I got this straight from heaven. The Spirit of God spoke this into my spirit, and I'm going to be changed. I'm going to get some things I never got before because I let the enemy steal them from me. There's not a person in here that doesn't need peace. Well, Jesus said that I come, that is the Prince of Peace, to give you peace. But He said it comes because you keep your mind stayed upon Me, Isaiah 26:3. Father, Spirit of God, I don't know what else to do. I give it just the way that You gave it to me, Lord. There seems to be a hindrance in the name of Jesus. Every stumbling block, every hindrance, I bind You, I rebuke You, and I command You to flee. Lord, the one that needs to hear the most, the devil's done run out of this place. Lord, I don't know. I know that You're on the throne and You're greater than every circumstance and situation. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us to be changed. Lord, we don't want to stay where we're at. We want to grow and go higher in You. Oh, Jesus, let it be. Oh,
Glory be to Jesus. Devil, you are a liar, and you shut your mouth right now in the name of Jesus. You have no part in this service. You have no part in these people. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that your Spirit is speaking to us. And it's that still, small voice. Lord, help us to be able to hear it, tune in, fine tune, and tune out every other thing. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Trip, and he said, I'll take you to the closest town. which was several hundred miles away. So he loaded him up and they went to town. They come to the surgeon. And the surgeon examined his eyes. The eye surgeon said, told him the same thing that the doctor had told him. And he told him what it would cost between his fee and the hospital fee and the medicine. And this guy said, I ain't got any money. I just have to go blind. And the surgeon looked at him and he said, well, he said, you can't come up to my price, and I sure can't come down to your price. So we'll just have to compromise and I'll just do it for free. That's what Jesus said for us.
That's right. Amen.
He was so lost and undone, so blind. We had no hope, but Jesus came and he freed, the Word of God says, gave his life. Well, I would get a sinner. He died for me.
Right.
Amen. Amen. He died just for me, just for you. But he calls us to see. I once was blind, but now I see.
Amen.
But that's a progressive thing.
Yes, it is.
It's not a wonderful thing.
That's right.
Because you can see more today than what you could see when you first got saved. Amen.
Right.
You're going to be able to see more tomorrow. But you've got to keep pushing forward. Because there's an enemy out there that's trying to steal from you. And Jesus is trying to give us abundant life. Well, Jesus don't lie, but I haven't got to abundant life yet.
Right. Come on.
Right. I've got to keep feeding my faith. And I've got to keep thanking God and praising God until I get abundant life over everything else.
Yes.
Does anybody else need prayer for anything? There's some people need to go to the end. There's some people in here who need healing this morning. Amen?
Yeah.
If you need prayer, we'll pray. There's others you need healing in your heart. In your heart. It's not in your body, but it's in your heart. Jesus is not hard to man when we ask.
No,
he's excited when we ask.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you. As Greg was saying, there's no point in leaving here without something if you need it. Jesus gave it for us. 100%. Don't leave here without it. Don't leave here without it. I could go on about 100,000 miracles that He's done and the different situations He's done in my life. And if everybody just take a minute to think about what God has done in your life, you'll be very, very thankful for what He has done. The times when you had no way to go, no way to know, and you just got on your knees, or maybe it wasn't literally on your knees, but you turned to God and He fixed it right then. Right? Right, Brenda? He's done it for me. He's done it for me. And I know He's done it for every one of y'all. Y'all thank Him for it. Because when, like Greg says, when you thank Him, the Bible says when you thank Him, it lifts your spirits. And then He's easier. It's easier to love somebody that's smiling, you know, that's happy, than it is somebody that's got their fist balled up. And God's the same way. Praise Him. Thank Him for stuff. And see what He does for you. Y'all come back tonight if you can. I say that a bunch, and me and Kim's not been here. I don't know if we're going to Little Rock tonight to take Mom this afternoon. We may be here, but if we're not, I know y'all going to be praying for us. We're going to be praying for y'all. I don't know if we've got anything else coming. Another meeting, and we missed that one too. Any announcements? Y'all, there's strength in numbers. We've got to stick together on this. We've got to pray together in every situation.
I would like to thank the people that were able to come out Tuesday night, the three children that showed up, and our family. I would like to thank them.
Amen.
That came out.
Amen. We was in the process between here and Little Rock.
Yeah.
But now that's another blessing. Y'all ain't going to get out of here yet. I'm going to tell you about this one. My sister's going to need an apartment. She's got the apartment three doors down from my niece, from her daughter's house. God opened up that apartment. I know I've told you, but I'm going to tell you again because we used it this past weekend. Literally three doors down, it opened up, and we got everything moved in. That's how good our God is. That's how good your God is. He's planning stuff for next week that you don't even know you're going to need yet. All right, I'm going to shut up. He's planning for you. He cares about you and He loves you. And I love you too, each and every one of you. Anything else?
It's all the men up front. We have a...
Oh, yes. We got all the dads.
All the men.
All the men. Everybody, all the guys come up here getting candy. Maybe?
No.
All the men. Y'all women had y'all's week here a month or so back. But if you don't want to come up here, I'll take the whole basket. Corey, come on. Come on. They ain't going to throw darts and rocks at us. I hope.
I'll stand over here just in case. We'll stand behind you.
Or why?
Yeah.
It's
all good.
Yeah.
Candy's always good. Dave, come on up here. Dave.
Come on, Dave.
Come on up here.
Yeah.
If you want to.
I'll stay here. I'm not having it.
That's
going to
be him.
Anybody want to make a speech?
I didn't
get anything too bad. I will then, because y'all let me be up here again. I'm thankful for everything that my dad taught me. And y'all all heard this, but this is the perfect time for me to tell you one more time. When he's laying there dying, there to find a church, any church, get in church. And that, with a lot of prayers, made a big difference in my life. And I'm thankful that my dad, right there at the last, got his life straightened out. And I'm very thankful for that.
Amen.
Anybody else want to say anything? All right, go on, get out of here.